Addictive Eaters Anonymous. It's a fellowship patterned after Alcoholics Anonymous, and what I understand it to be is that I've the disease of addiction to food, and that I was powerless over food the way an alcoholic is powerless over alcohol. And for me, it was that I was obsessed about food and obsessed about weight and obsessed about how can I eat and be thin. And I spent many years trying to eat and be thin, and just would find myself binge eating or eating all day or going from cafe to cafe eating. And even when I wasn't eating, just being obsessed about when could I eat again, or how could I skulk off and eat in private or eat in the car. I do believe I had the addiction to food.
And did you have a similar experience as well?
My experience is that growing up as a child, I wasn't normal around food. I had a really abnormal reaction, and I would have done things with food that I didn't know as a child that I had an obsession to want to eat. I just knew that I wanted food all the time, and it was a real escape. And I would have done strange things with food. I can particularly remember the place I would go would be to eat in the bathroom when nobody else could see me. I wanted to eat in secret, and I would have gone to great lengths, stolen an awful lot of money for food and stolen food from kitchen cupboards. And I loved the times where people weren't around so that I could go and eat. As I got older and into my teens, my obsession for food began to change in such a way that I was very conscious of the weight that I had gained and continuously gained. And so it was like an almost overnight switch that went off, where I was then restricting food and going to great lengths to do the polar opposite. So I would see it all as the same illness. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it was all part of an unhealthy relationship with food, I guess. Mm. And was the food that you were eating, I mean, for both of you, was it generally unhealthy food? I presume if you were always craving salad and fruits and vegetables, you probably wouldn't have had such a problem.
I believe I'm powerless over all food now, admittedly. What I wanted to eat was the chocolate cake and the biscuits and the ice cream and all of that, and I ate plenty of it. But there were times where I'd swear off that type of food and I'd say I'm only going to eat what other people would call healthy food. But even within that, I was quite obsessive about it and compulsive as well. So I remember there was a time where I said I'm only going to have apples in the car when I'd be driving. But I'd just work my way through the bag of apples instead of one or two being enough. Or I'd make a pot of soup, and instead of one bowl of soup being enough, I'd work my way through the pot of soup. So I had that allergy to food, regardless of the type, even if I always ended up in the chocolate or the biscuits. Eventually, even around healthy food, my behaviour still wasn't normal. And I do things like chop up an apple really small to make it last longer, eat with a tiny little spoon. If I was eating rice cakes or something, you know, I'd be kind of thinking, well, there's not much calories in this, so I can eat loads of these, where another person would just have had a few and be satisfied. It was like I couldn't be satisfied. Mm. I had to have more of whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, and that does sound very much, as you say, like an addiction. I suppose, is why this goes down using the 12 steps in the same way that people would deal with alcohol addiction. And when did you realise that it wasn't really going to be dealt with just by you taking a bit more control or trying to be a bit more sensible or trying to be a bit more healthy, and that actually you needed outside help and you needed some kind of intervention?
I was quite young, actually. I was in my early 20s when a family member recognised that my behaviour around food was particularly abnormal. And so I knew I had a problem, but that was my first introduction to kind of really, I suppose, that other people had sussed what my eating was like. And at that point, I began to try and control what I was doing and found I really couldn't. And that was when the fear set in, you know. And it wasn't just a try for a week, it was try for a long period of time to try and manage what I was doing. And I thought that if I wasn't binging, that I was in control, whereas I've learned today that I really just was powerless over all food, and I'd lost the power of choice in food at that stage as well.
Food addiction seems to be particularly difficult because we all need to eat to survive. So it's not like an alcoholic where you can just cut out the problem and try to avoid the problem. So how do you manage now, I guess?
in Addictive Eaters Anonymous, I asked a lady to be my sponsor, and she was somebody who had had a similar problem to what I had had, but had found a solution in this fellowship. What it means for me is that in asking her to be my sponsor, she gave me guidelines about what to eat and when to eat, and I eat a weighed and measured food plan, because I wouldn't have known what was too much and what was too little. So that's what I do every day. But in order not to eat more than that or eat less than that, I have found that by doing the 12 steps and going to meetings and keeping in touch with other members, that obsession to want to eat more or want to exercise after I ate or want to eat less was taken away, so that therefore today it's enough to eat what I'm supposed to eat, and my head is not telling me, Asher, go on, have a bit more, which was what it used to say. It's okay to have one more, it's okay to have a bit more. And that would have just triggered that craving for more and more and more. So when I do the sort of simple things and keep it simple, my head is quiet around it.
When you look at the program and the 12 steps and the connection with AA and, you know, that idea of kind of renouncing your own control over it, I mean, with AA, people give it up to a higher power. Is there a spiritual side or a spiritual understanding to dealing with and treating this addiction?
Yeah, I'd see it as a spiritual program, that in me saying that I'm powerless over food and having the experience of absolutely being powerless over food. And then I just came to a point where I knew I was beaten. I knew I couldn't make this better myself. And out of that came the willingness to contact Addictive Eaters Anonymous. And when I went there, I found people who didn't have to do what I was doing. They had done it, but they weren't doing it anymore. One of the steps is we hand our will and our life over to the care of a higher power, as we understand a higher power. So it is a spiritual program. I suppose it's that I can't do this, but my higher power can do this through this fellowship, through somehow working through the members in the fellowship and working through the 12 steps. I can have that experience of, well, I don't have to overeat today. I don't have to compulsively eat today. And it must be something other than me working, because I absolutely know that I couldn't do it. So for me, that's a higher power doing what I couldn't do.
And you feel that way too? Would you feel the same?
I would say that I'm not a religious person, but I do feel that when I started working this program, that for the first time in my life, I began to feel like that there was something out there. I suppose some people would call it hope. I always felt hopeless. I always felt parted from. And when I started to work this program, I began to get a bit of peace. That obsession and that craving and that constant compulsion was lifted from me, and I suppose anything else I'd ever tried up to that point hadn't worked for me, and it may very well work for others, but it hadn't worked for me up to that point. So it was through that sense, that inner quiet little knowing inside, that I began to feel like there might be just something out there looking after me. But we have no affiliation with any sort of organization or institution, so it And what I find is that leaves the program open and welcoming to all, regardless of who we are, what our backgrounds are, and we're a bunch of people who normally wouldn't mix.
So this gives you an opportunity, I guess, to meet like-minded people and to meet people, as you say, who've walked your path and have been where you've been and have come out the other side.
Mm. Yeah, I've been fortunate to meet people who had this disease of addiction to food, and while their backgrounds might be very different to mine, and they might be a different age, there's men and women in the fellowship. Regardless, we had a common problem, and there's a common solution. And there's a great strength in that, that fellowship of other people trying to stay well with this solution. And that just helps me every day. I'm not on my own. Whereas when I was eating, I didn't know anybody else who ate the way I ate. And I was very secretive about it, and I didn't want anybody to know about what I was doing with the food. And today it's all right to have had it, this, or have this disease of addiction, because of the hope, and because I don't have to do it anymore, and because I get to see other people recover from this too.
And what would you say to someone listening who might be thinking, God, that, you know, that describes me, or that sounds familiar?
our main kind of purpose of coming today is just to share our own experience in the hope that somebody who is listening might be able to identify and know that they're not on their own.
And the contact details for anyone who would like to get in touch, or maybe even a family member who would like to get in touch if they think this describes somebody they know, maybe you could share those with us.
So we have an open meeting every Monday evening in number 38 Lower Gardiner Street. The building is called Shockmura and it's on from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And our contact details are www.addictiveeatersanonymous.org, or we have an email address which is contact@aeairl.org. And there are no dues or fees for attending a meeting, and it's welcome. The meeting's open to all.